Manny Pacheco, and welcome as we enjoy the stories and songs of a forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback telling America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lycan, with his weekly On the Backlot Report. This week, we are on a date with the immortal Judy Garland. Her cinematic performances and her music are incomparable, and we'll take a poignant look at the triumphs and tragedies that marked her unique career. Spending an hour with Judy is a complete joy for Gary and me. Born in Minnesota with the name Frances Ethel Gum in 1922, she was in the public eye throughout 45 of her 47 years of life. Frances and her sisters began as vaudevillians in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Their father moved his family to Lancaster, California in 1926, and he promptly worked at getting his daughters into motion pictures. The girls made their screen debut in a Vitaphone short called The Big Reveal. The Gum sisters appeared in a number of two-reelers through 1935. A year earlier, Frances became Judy, and the act decided to change their name to the Garland sisters. MGM signed Judy without a screen test and was cast as the girl next door in films. Louis B. Mayer groomed his ingenue by showcasing her on radio. On November 16, 1935, Garland was the featured guest on the Shel Chateau Hour. She dedicated a song, Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, to her family. Unfortunately, her father contracted meningitis and suddenly died the next day. For the rest of her career, this number became her signature song and a personal favorite for the star. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Inside of me started a symphony. Zing went the strings of my heart. 'Twas like a breath of spring. I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be perfect harmony. Sing went the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through, I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine, sing when the strings of my heart. We'll be right back. but keep repeating through and through, I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill, I guess I always will. I hope to never depart. You with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine, sing with the strings of mine, sing with the strings of mine. You will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy. Sometimes you made me glad, but there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. You're grand, that's true, yes I do, deed I do, you know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling, the very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you.
Oh, gee, Mr. Gable, I don't want to bother you. I guess you got a lot of girls to tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so, was so natural-like. Like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you'd meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. And I had to cry a little. 'Cause you loved her so much. And you couldn't have her. Not till the end of the picture anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were making a personal appearance at the theater, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. No, I was in the way. But you looked at me. And you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor.
I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be the top, 'cause you know you made me love you.
Today, Forgotten Hollywood is spending time with Judy Garland. The teenager really caused studio executives to take notice when she sang a special arrangement of You Made Me Love You to Clark Gable at his birthday party held by the studio. Louis B. was hailed a genius over his new find. Her voice became the priority. Here's a rare chance to hear Judy Garland sing some swing, Stompin' at the Savoy, a tune made famous by Benny Goodman. Unforgotten Hollywood.
Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your phone just like a clinging vine. Your lips so warm and sweet as wine. Your cheeks so soft and close to mine. Divine. How my heart is singing while the band is swinging. Never tired of romping. Stomping with you at the Savoy. What joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, they let me stomp away with you.
Next on Forgotten Hollywood, Judy Garland strikes gold when asked to collaborate with Mickey Rooney. And she also captures the imagination of children by making friends with a scarecrow, a tin man, and a cowardly lion. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right, I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself. Look at the cycles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
Well, wouldn't you feel degraded to be seen in the company of a cowardly lion? I would.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you. My life has been simply unbearable.
Oh, well, it's all right now. The wizard will fix everything.
It's been in me so long. I just gotta tell you how I feel.
Well, come on.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the women five. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain, a heart,
a home,
the nerve.
MGM was so impressed with the fortuitous pairing of Judy Garland with their hottest property of the late 1930s, Mickey Rooney, she became the last-minute replacement to star in The Wizard of Oz in 1939 after 20th Century Fox refused to loan Shirley Temple out for the project. Studio execs didn't doubt her talent, but felt she was too old for the role at 17. She displayed an uncanny mix of comedy and pathos, working well with Frank Morgan, Burt Lahr, Jack Haley, Billy Burke, Margaret Hamilton, and particularly Ray Bolger. Ironically, it was the character actor with the bit part of Uncle Henry, Charles Grapewin, who made the inspired casting suggestion. He had worked with Judy in several films the year before, Listen, Darling, and The Broadway Melody of 1938. Incidentally, Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney made 9 movies together, including Love Finds Andy Hardy and Babes in Arms. They remained close friends for the rest of her life. After her success in For Me and My Gal, a picture which co-starred MGM's new find, Gene Kelly, the studio decided that musical period pieces were the right type of genre for the young actress. Meet Me in St. Louis, Till the Clouds Roll By, and The Harvey Girls followed. So did a string of vocal hits. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Sing, sing, sing went my heartstrings as we started for Huntington Bell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Honeysuckle charmed me off my feet. I tried to sing, but couldn't squeak. In fact, I felt so good I couldn't even speak.
My high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to 10, then I counted to 10 again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
not watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. What a thrill!
Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. Judy Garland met Vincent Minnelli when he was assigned as the director of Meet Me in St. Louis in 1944. Despite an initial contentious working relationship, they fell in love, and they were married a year later. Liza Minnelli was born in 1946. It's well known the movie studio worked the actress to death, and this may have caused a nervous breakdown in 1947. Theater audiences knew little of Judy's growing addiction to painkillers and her personal issues with MGM. These problems eventually led to Judy leaving Metro. But before she did, she made a few more period films, including In the Good Old Summertime, which is a remake of The Shop Around the Corner, and Easter Parade. Here's the title track on Forgotten Hollywood.
Never saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dress quite so handsome. What's more, I could hardly wait to keep our date this lovely Easter morning. And my heart beat fast as I came through the door.
The photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the road of gravure.
I could write a sonnet upon the Easter bonnet, and on life's troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. Go ahead and cross the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
Ironically, Get Happy was the last number Judy Garland performed while under contract to MGM. The tune appears in her final film for the studio, Summer Stock. Though cast in The Barclays of Broadway, Annie Get Your Gun, and Royal Wedding, Judy was replaced when she failed to prepare for her parts and after she even attempted suicide. Her contract was suspended in June of 1950. When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, Judy Garland makes her own career choices. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. Welcome back. I'm Manny Pacheco. Judy Garland is our focus on Forgotten Hollywood. In 1951, Judy divorced Vincent Minnelli. Later that year, Sid Luft became her manager. He arranged a four-month concert tour in England, which proved to be a huge success. The singer married Luft in 1952, and she had another baby by the end of the year. The start of 1953 sent the fragile star into another mental depression when her mother was found dead in the Douglas Aircraft parking lot here in Southern California in January. By 1954, our diva ventured on a film comeback, and her new production company decided to remake A Star Is Born into a dramatic musical. It was a critical and financial success. She was nominated for an Oscar that year, and though she was a heavy favorite to win, she lost to Grace Kelly for her performance in The Country Girl. However, the music in the motion picture is quite impressive. So let's turn down the house lights and listen to a couple of cuts from the newly restored version of A Star Is Born on Forgotten Hollywood.
The night is bitter. The stars have lost their glitter. The winds grow colder. Suddenly you're older. And all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call. The writing's on the wall. The dreams you dream have all gone astray. The man that won you has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. The more that old time thrill, for you've been through the mill. Good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools. It's rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up. Tomorrow he might turn up. There's just no let up. The livelong night. Looking for the man that got away. The man.
Swanee, how I love you.
how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Hey, down upon the Swanee, Swanee,
I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. I love ya, Swanee. How I loved ya, how I loved ya, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world if I could only be sitting on my mammy's knee. I love the old folks, I love the young folks.
Forgotten Hollywood, and I'm Manny Pacheco. In between fine movie appearances, including her Oscar-nominated turn in Judgment at Nuremberg and sold-out concerts, Judy Garland became a popular fixture on television. Her specials were highly rated and critically acclaimed. And despite Judy's continued use of prescription medicine for a variety of illnesses, her professionalism never wavered. I offer the continued mesmerizing appeal of Judy Garland on Forgotten Hollywood.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money. I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, one of those crazy things. But don't you ever bet me, don't you bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true, gonna be true if you let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me love you, let me love you. Come shine. Happy together, unhappy together. Whoa.
By 1969, Judy Garland's health began to severely deteriorate. On June 22nd, Garland was found dead in the bathroom of her rented Chelsea, London house. The coroner stated at the inquest that the cause of death was an incautious self-overdosage of barbiturates. Garland had turned 47 just 12 days prior to her demise. Her Wizard of Oz co-star Ray Bolger eulogized at her funeral that she just plain wore out. The immense talent of her daughter Liza offers an inherent lasting legacy passed on by her mother. She would go on to win a competitive Academy Award that eluded Judy Garland for her work in Cabaret. Another charitable source for fans to rejoice the life of the actress comes from MGM's major film retrospective, That's Entertainment. It's best we remember the good times on screen for the overworked star. Cinema has a way of appropriately immortalizing and memorializing the great ones.
Be a clown, all the world loves a clown. Show them tricks, tell them jokes, and you won't stop the top folks. Dress in huge baggy pants, and you ride the road to romance.
A butcher or a baker, ladies, never embrace.
A barber for a ball would be a social disgrace.
They all will come to call if you can fall on your face.
Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown. Be a clown, be a clown. All the world loves a clown. Sales a low spoon.
Be a crack, jack and nates,
and they'll imitate you like apes.
Why be a great composer with your rent in arrears?
Why be a major poet and you'll owe it for years?
When crowds will pay to giggle if you wiggle your ears.
Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown. All the world loves a clown.
Be the poor city hats,
and you'll always travel first class. Give them quips, give them fun, and they'll pay to say you're A1.
If you become a farmer, you've the weather to buck.
If you become a gambler, you'll be stuck with your luck.
But Jack will never lack if you can quack like a duck.
Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Well, Manny, you know, when you talk about Judy Garland, it brings to mind some other cinema treasures worth mentioning. First, Gregory Peck. He is the latest addition to the Legends of Hollywood commemorative stamp series. The image shows Peck in his Oscar-winning role as Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. Second, here's a name, Manny, you probably do not know. Marvin Eisenman. I know, I see you shaking your head. Well, he passed away recently at age 83. He was not a trained archivist, but he had more than 42,000 movies in his collection, and he offered them to friends, filmmakers, researchers, and scholars, and never ask a nickel for doing it. We say farewell to the man known as Marvin of the movies. Manny, you know, seeing Judy in A Star Is Born reminded me of the many treasures we used to enjoy in Los Angeles. If you grew up in the area, some of these names may be familiar to you. How about Brittingham's? Remember that name? It was a commissary company that catered to all the film studios. And then there was the entertainment hotspot known as the Highland Theater on Figueroa. The historic theater opened in 1925, and guess what? It is still open and just around the corner from the Highland Park Station on the Metro Gold Line. Want to know more? Check out the websites cinematreasures.com and hiddenlosangeles.com. If you're starving for more delights, pun intended, from Hollywood's past, remember Googie's Coffee Shops? Its forward-looking architecture was soon imitated by Bob's Big Boy, Norm's, Ships, Denny's, and Tiny Nailer. Ah, doesn't that make you hungry for a big slice of pie? Well, the final item on our menu today is Union Station and the Fred Harvey Restaurant. You had to remember the Fred Harvey Restaurant if you traveled through Union Station in the 40s and the 50s. You've also seen Union Station in a lot of those film noir pictures with Dick Powell and others. The decor, its striped floor, center bar, and leather booths made it a local landmark and a favorite film location. It closed in 1967, but we hear there are finally plans to move a new restaurant into the location. I would say it's about time. Well, Manny, you know, ending with a Fred Harvey story is a perfect way to wrap your show on Judy Garland, since one of my favorite Judy Garland movies is her 1946 film, The Harvey Girls. I wonder, is there an Amtrak train today that would take us to the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe? I can't sing it like her, that's for sure. Well, all aboard, and back to you, Manny.
Thank you, Gary Lycan. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, as usual, we appreciate your meticulous effort. We conclude our program about Judy Garland with her rendition of the song that most embodies her iconic work. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertainment. The lights on the lady in tights, or the bride with the guy on the side, or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment. Be hot, simply teeming with sex. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It can be Oedipus Rex, where a chap kills his father and costs a lot of bother. The clerk who is thrown out of work by the boss, who is thrown for a loss by the skirt, who is doing him dirt. The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Scream, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen. Some great Shakespearean scene where a ghost and a prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gag may be waving the flag that began with the Mr. Cohan. Hip hooray, the American way. The world is a stage. The stage is a world.